know. Amen. I don't know about you, but I felt the Holy Ghost from song number one that said, come on, I'm trying to dig around you. I'm trying to encourage you. I'm trying to let you know that I'm a coming one of these days. And he's coming after a church that is ready. I said, are you ready tonight? I said, are you ready tonight? Hey, it's going to mean a lot to know without a doubt that we're ready. The call comes. Behold, the bridegroom comes. I said, the call comes. Behold, the bridegroom comes. Where are you going to be when the cry's made? Well, I felt it from song number one. You know what God's doing tonight? He's trying to find out. Are you ready? Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Are you ready? Do you have your sin under the blood? Do you have everything ready to go? Hey, this is going to you tonight. Hey, are you ready to go? I'm going to slow down right here for just a minute. I thought about in prayer today. I didn't understand exactly what the Lord was doing, but I know what He did now. Amen. Amen. If you got your Bibles, we're going to 1 Kings chapter 18 tonight. Very familiar scripture. Amen. But I want to read some scriptures to you tonight with the Lord's help, because I feel like there may be one here that the Holy Ghost is after tonight. Amen. I feel like there's one or maybe two, three. I don't know how many, but I know what I felt. Amen. I know exactly when Bob was singing the first song tonight. I felt the old time conviction spirit as it began to go out into the audience. Amen. And it began to grab a hold. Let me tell you, there ain't no better choice that you'll make than to turn your life over to God. Amen. You can run. You can try to do everything you can. I said a drug won't make you happy. I said alcohol won't make you happy. I said a nerve pill won't make you happy. But I'll tell you what, one trip to an old time altar. I feel the Holy Ghost here. I said one trip to an old time altar. And all of a sudden, the sad countenance can turn into a happy one. I said the family that separated can be joined together again. I said those that are strung out, that seem like there's no hope, let me tell you what He does. He gives you hope. You say, preacher, you don't know what I've been. You don't know where I've been. I don't care tonight, because I know one that He can put your sins as far as the east is from the west and throwed into the sea of forgetfulness. That means to never be remembered again. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here beckoning somebody that I can give you life change. I can give you life change. Hey man, I've watched some of the meanest men come down to an altar of prayer and God begin to help them and them begin to break and cry. I just had a man come in our church not too long ago. He said, I'm a Marine. Hey man, and he told me that Marines do not cry. He was a very hard, a very bitter man. He said, I have a problem with preachers. Hey man, and I thought, oh no, amen. What am I going to do here? But all of a sudden, Sister Jess, I felt the Holy Ghost begin to move across that floor. And I looked back there and that big hard man, I begin to see a tear come down his face, amen. All of a sudden, I seen him get up and out the door he went, amen. You can run, but you can't hide when you feel the power of God beginning to rest on your life. Sooner or later, you've got to submit to the will of God, or you have to turn Him away. But how sad it is when you begin to turn the Spirit of God away, because God loves you enough and He has enough mercy and enough grace. He's trying His very best to grab a hold of you. I went out the door after the boy. There he stood bawling. And he said through gritted teeth, "Marines don't cry." And he just started crying. I said, "Marines usually don't cry, but I'll tell you what happens when the power of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, begins to deal with that hard heart. It can take a hard heart and make it brand new. It can give you a soft heart. It can begin to give you something that will work with you." You know what I'm talking about, Brother Carter? What God can do with a hard heart. Don't want to leave you standing too long. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21 says, "And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men, outnumbered." Can you say amen? "Then let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut into pieces and lay it on the wood. Put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it on the wood. And put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord." Can you hear me today? "And the God that answered by fire, let him be God." And all the people answered and said, "It is well spoken." And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, "Choose you one bullock for yourselves. Dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods," plural, "but put no fire under it." And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, "O Baal, hear us." But there was no voice nor any that answered, and they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or preadventure he sleepeth, and must be awakened." And they cried aloud, cut themselves after their manner, with knives and latchets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass, when midday was past, that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, and there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. Amen. Now listen. "And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar." And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, "Israel shall be thy name." And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. Amen. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order. How I'm saying these things, because I want you to get it. He repaired the altar, and then he began to put the wood back in order. Amen. I want you to get them things tonight. Amen. And he put the wood in order and cut the bull lock in pieces and laid it on the wood and said, "Fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood." And he said, "Do it the second time." And they did it the second time. And he said, "Do it the third time." And they did it the third time. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled up the trench also with water. Amen. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, eyes of that Elijah the prophet came near him and said, "And of Israel let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel." Amen. That I am the servant and that I've done all these things by thy word. Amen. It says, "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, this people may know that thou art the Lord God and that thou turnest their heart back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell. Amen. And it consumed the burnt sacrifice in the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. You may be seated tonight. Amen. I thought about in prayer today. I felt the Holy Ghost let me know that there's some that are halting between two opinions. Amen. Is this the God that I search after, or do I look for another? We preached about John last night. Is this him, or do I look for another? Amen. You say the only reason I'm here tonight is to please this one person. They asked me to come, and I'm here. Amen. But I beg to differ tonight. I felt from the start of this service, amen, that you have a divine appointment with God. Can you say amen? I said you're here by inspiration of God, and He's trying His very best to let you know that do not halt between two opinions. There's spirits in the land, and it's time to realize that God is wanting your attention, that God is wanting your all. But you've got to realize the only hope that you have in this day is to give all to God. Amen. Only hope that you have is for you to say, "I'm ready to surrender all." We cannot fight against God because we will not win. But I'm here to tell somebody there is an adversary that is desiring your soul, and you better realize that he will destroy you. But I'm here to tell you, mercy cries out tonight. Grace is evident tonight that he's trying to do everything he can to get your attention. You better realize we do not have time to halt between two opinions. We know who the true God is. It's time that we realize that there was a dilemma here. The prophets of Baal was saying, "Baal's our God." And now we have Elijah saying, "No, I serve the true God." So we have the dilemma of knowing that all of a sudden we had to find out who was the real God. Amen. I feel like the evidence of the power of God's been in this service tonight, and that is all the evidence you need. Why should we search for another? Why should we question anything? But we should begin to say, "God, I know without a doubt that I feel something on my soul." And church, the better we off we are, the quicker we surrender to Him and give our heart over to Him. You say, "Brother Shepherd, I don't want to cry." Let me tell you something. However it takes you, repenting out to God, just be willing for whatever. We are halting between two opinions. And the prophets of Baal found out that their God could not be woke up. These men begin to build the altar. They laid on the altar. They cut themselves. No response. Are you listening tonight? No response. But do you realize what he did? Elijah began to repair what the enemy broke down. It's time that we are repairing the altar of God. Now I'm going into the church world. We talked about the lost halting between two opinions, but church, it falls back on us. The altars in our house are being broke down. The altars in our churches are being taken out. But I want to tell you tonight that he repaired was the first thing he did. Amen. And the only way the fire will fall in our personal life is when we repair the things that the enemy's tried to steal from us. If we try to repair it ourselves, we've got to begin to go and repair things that have been broken down. Amen. We have an enemy out there that says it will not do no good. There's no way that you'll fix it. There's no way that you can repair it. But I'm here to tell you tonight, the fire will fall on you if you will begin to get things in order. Not only did he repair, but he also began to set things in order. He began to line the wood up. You know what we're needing in our life. We are living in a day and hour that our lives are out of order, that our bodies are out of order, that our thoughts are out of order, that our minds are corrupt. But I'm here to tell you tonight, if we will begin to go and build an altar. Oh, I feel like preaching to somebody. I said, if we will go and build an altar. You know what the Lord let me know today? We don't have to halt between two opinions. He is the God. And it's time that we turn our life and head back to Him. Oh, I feel like preaching to you tonight. If we set it in order, God's going to let the fire fall on you. There's a desire in a man's heart, and I'm telling you from experience, that says, oh, I'd love to feel what they're feeling. Amen? There's a desire in a woman's heart. Oh, that I could feel what they're feeling. It's time that we're changing our direction. It's time that we return our feet toward God and we start the journey home. But we cannot serve two masters. You've got to either hate the one and love the other. Amen. You cannot have two masters. People are trying their very best. Amen. To serve two masters. It will not work that way. Amen. You've got to get rid of the world and give God your all. Amen. And that's the only way that it'll work. Amen. The only way that you'll get anywhere with God is when you begin to say, God, I'm tired of this world, this life that I'm living. I'm tired of waking up with the hangovers. I'm tired of doing things that I once did, and I want to be separated. It's time that we come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And if we will separate ourselves, I said we're going to see God begin to move in our lives. But it's a high time that we wake out of the sleep that we're in. It's time that we realize that God is wanting us right here at this church tonight to make a start for Him. And the devil's trying his very best to get your mind thinking, no, you don't want it. But I'm here to tell you tonight that if you'll make a decision for God, you're going to see God begin to move in your life. Oh, I feel the Lord here tonight. I said, if you'll make a start for Him, you'll see God begin to do things in your life, straighten things out, begin to mend things. It's time for us to realize that God is beginning to beckon you and get you to come home. When we wake up in the hog pen and we think, wow, if I could just make it back home, even the hired servants had more than I got. Let me tell you something. I see a father. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. I see a father with open arms. I know he's been on a long journey, but that's mine. That's my son. That's my daughter. That's mine. And let me tell you something. You will never regret turning God's way. Sister Flora, come right now. Church, be in prayer. As I prayed today, I didn't understand exactly. I thought, God, surely there ain't somebody there that's halting between two opinions. But then the Lord let me know that we do have an adversary that is trying to get people to look the other way. Trying to get people to think, well, wonder if this is the right way. We dress strict. We live a lifestyle that's pleasing to God's Word. And that is not popular in the day we live. Because there's churches down the road that you can live any style you want and still do claim to be saved. But oh, as I begin to pray today, He's looking for somebody that says, I want the old time way. The old time way of salvation. And let me tell you tonight, do not pass up an opportunity. There's not a person in here that will say, wow, wonder why they came. But you know what? This is a church that will say, I'm piling in behind them. I'm going to pray them through. And let me tell you something. There is not a greater feeling that when you open your eyes in the morning and the peace of God's in your life. There's a peace that goes with this. There's a peace that goes with this. Hell is a real place. Heaven is a real place. And there's not going to be no in between. It's a choice made. Either I want to go or I'm going to hell. Them are plain words, but oh, my heart cries tonight. Seems like I've had a burden on my soul today. That I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to give their heart to God. People says, I can't live the standards. I can't do them things. Let me tell you something. Give your heart to God. Let Him figure the rest out. Let Him worry about the rest of it. But the main thing that you've got to do is give your all. And if you'll give your all, it starts out by rebuilding. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here. It starts out by repairing and rebuilding what the enemy's broke in your life. How many knows that God specializes in fixing folks? They was talking a while ago, I'm so glad. I believe I was talking about you. I didn't turn around and look. But I'm so glad that God fixed him. Where would he be? Where would I be? You say, Brother Shepherd, you mean in my condition, God's wanting to fix me? I feel the fixer here tonight. I feel the one that can fix all things. Brother Shepherd, can he give me a lot of money? That ain't what I'm talking about tonight. What I'm talking about is he can give you a peace that you're longing for. He can be a friend when all your friends are gone. He can be your doctor. He can be your lawyer. But I want my wife to begin to sing tonight. I'm going to open an altar. And I want you to understand that God loves you tonight. If you get anything out of this sermon, He loves you tonight. He loves you tonight. And He's wanting you to know that this is a divine appointment. And if you will try God, let just give Him a little bit. But you'll be willing to give your all if you'll just give it to Him. I'm opening this altar tonight. I want everybody that will to come to this altar. Do not halt between two opinions. Would you realize that God is trying His very best? He's trying His very best. I can't make you pray, but we have to say, God, I'm wanting to give my life. I'm wanting to give my life. If you're willing, He will begin to work in your life as we come in. Cry for grace, marvelous.
downhearted, I was broken inside, praying for mercy with nowhere to hide. There was a soul searching for me, grace ever flowing, set my heart free, and it was marvelous grace. I needed grace to pardon and make me whole. Grace, marvelous grace, flows from above with infinite love. God's marvelous marvelous grace, I needed grace to pardon and make me whole.
Grace, marvelous grace,
flows from above with infinite love. God's marvelous grace. I was in prison, locked up in chains. Sin held me captive to sorrow and pain. Years of frustration, love passed me by. Until the Master, He heard my heart's cry.
Pardon and make me whole. Grace,
marvelous
grace,
flows from above with infinite love. God's marvelous grace. I was downhearted, I was broken inside, praying for mercy with nowhere to hide. There was a soulless searching for me, grace overflowing, it set my heart free. It was
grace,
marvelous
grace,
I needed grace.
Grace
to flows from above with infinite love, God's marvelous grace. Grace,
marvelous grace,
I needed grace,
that's right,
to pardon and make me whole. Grace, marvelous for me, His grace ever flowing, it set my heart free, and it was
grace,
marvelous grace, I needed grace to pardon and make me whole. Grace,
marvelous
floor and a big praise offering for Brother Johnny Shepherd. So glad that the Shepherd family come by 5 Mile this weekend. I want to say this to all of you as we dismiss tonight in our prayers and get your requests, but Brother Carter passed the offering. Have you already passed it? I thought you already went around. Everybody get deep, get in your pocketbook, and get that dollar, or get dollars, get 5, 10s, and 20s, praise God. This is going to Brother Johnny Shepherd Jr. Pass. Brother Carter's getting that. I looked at Brother and Sister Sizemore, and Brother Johnny introduced them to me briefly amongst ourselves, and I thought, well, I've had to see them because I've been all in that country in Indiana and all in Kentucky and Ohio. But I looked at them tonight and I thought, when she come in the door, I thought, my, that's a godly woman there. Somebody said, now wait a minute, Brother Bob. Wait a minute. Did you know something on the inside moves on the outside? There's a change. There's a spirit that goes with this. Whether people want to believe it or not, there's a spirit that goes with this. And we want to take the time to recognize Brother and Sister Sizemore for being with us tonight and being a part of holiness. Brother Sizemore, stand. Say something for the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Yeah! Woo! Come on, Brother Sizemore. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah! Come on, Brother Sizemore. Woo! Glory. No. Hallelujah. By the Lord. Woo! Yes! Yes! Come on. Yeah! Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory! Glory! Thank you. Yes! Yes, brother! Hallelujah! Yeah. Universal language. Woo! Give him a big hand tonight. Is he a preacher? Boy, I tell you what, you keep up that. You're allowed to be a preacher, brother. Sister Sizemore, stand and give God the glory. Well, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. Come on, sis. Get ready, sis. Get ready.
That's right. I keep telling my family that. I mean, you know, people just living in pleasure, you know, just doing this.
That's the word. Come on, sis. Oh, God, help us tonight. Thank you, Lord. Well, yeah. Keep God first. Keep God first. Glory to God. Give Sister Sizemore a big hand. I want to do this tonight, and I'll tell you who taught me this. Johnny Shepherd Sr. taught me this. Now, we just celebrated 25 years preaching. This man I've been preaching 26 years. Now, guess where one of my first revivals were? Johnny Shepherd's. Now, they took me in like their child, like his boy. And I remember when we was full time in 94, 95, and 96, traveling, me and my wife and my children, Brother Johnny Shepherd's church said, we're taking Brother Bobby up and we're going to take him a monthly offering. And we're going to send it to him. And we're going to support Brother Bobby Sanders. Made me feel so good. He just took me in. And he taught me something one night. We came in and we was in 2-week revival with Brother Shepherd. And one night, Brother Shepherd says, tonight's offering is going to Sister Sandlin. And I looked up at him like, he said, yep, Brother Bob, you've got 4 this week, but tonight's going to Sister Sandlin. And he said, a lot of times, he taught me something. A lot of times, the preacher's wives are overlooked. Because behind every preacher is a good wife. Amen. Brother Shepherd is what he is by the mercy and the grace of God. But God give him a helpmate that's a blessing to his life. And God give me a good one. You know, we just celebrated 25 years of marriage. Yeah. That ain't the silver or the gold, is it? That must be the rubber, the leather watch. But I got my 25 years in, Brother Bell. And I'm going to keep her another 25. And by the mercies and grace of God. And see, I don't have a house now. I'm homeless after today because I sold my house. And somebody told me on the phone today, said, you better keep out wife, your life will be on the corner. Sister Shepherd, we love you. It's a sight. You're a blessing to a lot of folks. Stand and testify tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Give her a big hand. My. You know why you do so good tonight? Because of that sister right there. And you know what? Did he ever preach tonight? Now, to you that's new here, that's the first time you've been here, let me say this to you, and I'll reiterate what I started with tonight in the service. You say, I just came because somebody asked me. I just come because so-and-so invited me. You're here because God permitted for you to be here. And you heard these things, whether you ignored them, whether you shut them out, whether you laughed all through the preaching, whether you giggled and had a good time, you will go through the rest of your days remembering this service. And if you don't call out on God, you'll remember this service in the burnings of hell. While you're burning and gnashing on one another, you'll remember this service. I have seen people in my ministry walk out, drive down the road. I've seen people grab their purse and their coat, run out of the church. I've seen people, you beckon them to pray, shake their hand no. I cannot make you serve God. I cannot make you even pray. But there'll come a time in your life, you'll pray 1,000 times over, God, I'm sorry. I want to raise my children not to love this world, but to love God. I look back at the Shepherd family. They're so precious to me. I guess because I watched them grow up. But I apologize to the girls because I told them tonight I was going to bring them that yearbook and show them pictures. But you know what? I've been so busy today, running 100 miles an hour. And I said, Lord, let me have a blessing tonight. Did He ever give me one tonight? You know what? He said He'll give you the desires of your heart. And I appreciate tonight my nephew being with us, James and Brittany. They're newlyweds too. We got a lot of young married couples here. We got one set, two sets. And if they all get busy, the church is added daily. But Brother James, we're glad you're here tonight. Stand and testify tonight. Sister Brittany, say something for the Lord. All right. I've watched Brittany grow in the Lord. I've watched my daughter-in-law, Becca, grow in the Lord. When Becca come around us, she probably thought we was the biggest nuts ever was. But I will say this for my boy. I said, stay in your ground, son. If that's who you love, don't trade it for Jesus. Time went on and I didn't have to preach against pants. I didn't have to preach against shorts. I didn't have to get up and mention anything about makeup or jewelry. But one day she came in. She said, I got a bag. And in that bag was full of all her shorts and her pants. Ain't nobody had to tell her. There's a Holy Ghost bigger than I am. Young people, when you are choosing your spouse, make sure you do it the Bible way. If you have to, if there is someone that comes in your life that maybe don't understand, live the life in front of them. Don't trade your crown for this old world. I look at these young girls. I look at these young boys. I say, God, I thought we was teasing last night about Mark and Jalicia's five children, four of them boys, one little girl. And somebody said, that little girl will never get a date because them four boys are not going to let her date nobody. And if he does, if she does date a young man, he better be bigger than they are. But I thought about the protection that we was talking about for that little girl. God's watching over us tonight. We're His children. He don't want us to stray. He don't want us to do things wrong. But folks, follow your past that's been paid for you. Keep your roots. Stay rooted in ground and in God. And God will bless you with the right person. Wow. The Lord give my daughter one of the finest men this side of heaven. I tell you what, that Blake Brown is the best man. I'll match him with anybody. He lives good. Lives what he preaches, what he lives, and lives what he preaches. And he ain't no preacher either. And works and provides. Well, he went out and bought his wife. He went out and bought his wife, my daughter, on Swedish Day, a brand new Kia Optima. My young ladies, eat your heart out. But I'm telling you, God will give you the desires of your heart. And Bobby and Becca got blessed, and they're doing good. Got a nice duplex apartment. Got went out and bought them brand new furniture. And I said, you live like kings, man. I said, when we got married, I had a 54 trailer with buckets in the living room to catch the rain when it rained. Carter Dentner. And when I went to the bathroom, you had to open the door, step in the bathtub, and then go to the toilet. And somebody said, now, Brother Bobby, that's silly. I lived that way, ask him. But I was happy as can be. I had my wife, I was happy, and I was... But see, we're living in a generation now that's prosperous. It's got everything. I mean, they got everything. And they're forgetting where it comes from. Every good and every perfect gift cometh from God. Oh, we've had a service tonight. How many believe we've had a service tonight? That James is running around here. These girls are shouting, Brother Johnny getting in. Honey, how's your arm feel? Testify. July.